Now, if like me, you're of a certain age where there used to be two genders, you were either a boy or a girl. Well, according to Facebook, apparently now there are 72 different genders. But there's one particular word which has caught my attention and seems to be cropping up a lot, and that's the cisgender. That's right, cisgender, not cisgender. We don't have gender for cysts. This is cisgender. It's a word that applies to the vast majority of people. Yes, you are cisgender, probably, possibly, if you identify in that way. Describing a person who is not transgender. There you go. So if you're not transgender, you are cisgender, apparently. If a doctor announces it's a girl in the delivery room based on the child's body and that body grows up to identify as a woman, that person is cisgender. Similarly, a baby designated male in the delivery room, it's a boy, who grows up to identify as a man, is cisgender. This is the case for about 99% of the population, at least according to the best available statistics. So, you're cisgender, and I bet you didn't even know it. The vast majority of the population are. The word exists to serve as an equal to transgender. Author Julia Serrano says the best parallel is to homosexual and heterosexual. Quote, there was a time when there were homosexual people and everyone else was considered to be the normal people, she says. Now people think of themselves as straight or heterosexual. That adjective probably applies to about 95% of the population, though people perceive the heterosexual population as being much smaller. The prefix cis, C-I-S, is Latin, meaning on this side of, whereas trans means on the other side of, while transatlantic means on the opposite side of the Atlantic Ocean. An American could describe New York or Virginia or the Rocky Mountains as cis-Atlantic. In general, there aren't too many places around the dictionary or chemistry lab where one would likely to see the prefix being used, but cisgender is seeing an uptick in use. In 2013, the Oxford Dictionaries, the branch of Oxford that deals with modern usage, words we're using now and how we use them, added cisgender to their ranks. Stephen Colbert joked in June that he is cis-white because I've always been comfortable with my birth race. And in February, Facebook added no less than 10 cis terms amongst their expanded options for gender. That's 72. That's right. 7-2, ranging from plain cis to cis male to cis woman. People who use the word to describe themselves are often sending two messages. A, I'm hip to gender politics. Oh dear. And B, I believe people are all the same when it comes to being normal and legitimate, even if their experience of gender identity is different. But there is no consensus on who should use the term or when. Myra Kiesling, Executive Director of the National Centre for Transgender Equality, believes that trying to introduce the word cisgender into more vocabularies, when many people still really don't understand transgender, is counterproductive for their cause. Quote, it does not help us as advocates, she says, changing the language. Other leaders in the trans community, like Serrano, feel the word is useful for spreading the idea that even if the vast majority of people are not transgender, they too have a gender identity. It's just not one that is challenged or questioned. No one should have to identify themselves as cisgender all the time, just as people don't go around all the time thinking of themselves as either a straight woman or a heterosexual man. But it becomes useful when you're talking in the ways in which people are treated differently in society. And of course, these pronouns are becoming more and more used by the left. These sugar-coated, safe space-seeking snowflakes get really, really upset if you call a girl who looks like a girl and has female genitals, which are internal, of course, and you call her a miss or a lady or a woman or a girl, and she doesn't identify as any of those, then you get in trouble. In fact, in New York at the moment, it's against the law to use somebody's incorrect pronouns. If they decide they want to be known as Z, then you will call them Z. It's a pronoun, you know, like Mr. and Mrs. or Miss or Ms. or Master. Yeah, well, you can be Z now, apparently. What on earth that means, I've no idea. I've only just discovered what cis means. What we're seeing is the liberal left starting to erode the society that we live in. You see, in our society, you're a Mr., a Master, a Miss, a Mrs., or a Ms. Well, they're introducing these new gender pronouns like Z. I'm not kidding, Z, Z-E, is apparently a pronoun, or them. Some people just identify as them. So I would be them Alan, not Mr. Alan. I'd be them Alan Taylor Shearer or Z Alan or something like that. It's ridiculous. And once again, this is the left desperately trying to erode our society and our societal norms so that we have to comply with their rules. We have to change ourselves to fit in with them. And I'm afraid that's not how democracy, nor majority or minority, works. The majority does not change to suit the minority. However, the left-wing bias that we've had in this country for so many years has twisted that on its head. So now we are finding that the majority are having to change for the minority. Just look in the papers every day, if you feel so inclined, or listen to some of the other stories that some of the other producers make here, and I'm sure you'll find that there's not quite the truth that you're being told by the prostitutes about wage gaps and male privilege and white privilege and the fact that because I'm a man, I get things better than a woman.